It is time now for the Saskatchewan Country Close-Up. My name is Matt Ryan, joined on the phone right now by Jackie Krasinski. Jackie, thank you so much for taking some time to chat today. How you doing?
I'm great. Great. Thanks for having me here.
Yeah, anytime. So it's an exciting time for you and busy time, I'm assuming, with the release of a brand new album here recently called She's a Story. Now, specifically, I'd like to ask you about a couple of songs on the album. First off, a very special song, and I'd like you to tell us a little bit about your song, Honor Her Spark. Kind of, how did that one come to be? It's a powerful one and a very special one.
Yeah, the whole album is, you know, different stories about women in different kinds of ways, and I wanted to make sure that, I tried to represent as much as I could, which of course is impossible, but
yeah.
Honor Her Spark, I wanted to write for, to bring awareness to missing and murdered Indigenous women.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's really at its essence, it's about remembering, right? It's about remembering, people who have gone and of course, you know, missing and murdered Indigenous women, but you know, it's
right.
Also about all women too. So,
mm-hmm. No, absolutely. It's a powerful song and a special one as well. Another one that I'd like to ask you about is We Can't Quit. This is another really good one. Can you tell us a little bit about this one? Because you and Tom sound fantastic together.
Thanks so much. Yeah, We Can't Quit. Tom, my husband, and plays bass with me together. Tom and I wrote this together, and it actually all came about, kind of after the pandemic. It's like, you know, you get into some bad habits during the pandemic, and it's like,
yeah.
Okay, we got to snap out of it. But we can't quit. It's like, you know, again, it's kind of like moral support, right? It's sort of, you know, you do this stupid thing and you drive me nuts, but I got your back. We're going to stick together. So
yeah,
we had some fun writing that. And there's some great, great banjo playing on it from Randy Woods there too.
Absolutely. And I think the banjo, very underrated instrument. I'm always a big fan when a banjo makes an appearance. Which I've told that to many people. So that is not a surprise to many. I just think it's very underrated. So, love it. And you know what? It was a great day and maybe just a perfect day for you when you released your album that you released on International Women's Day, again, called She's a Story. I don't want to assume anything. So I'm curious about why that was chosen as the name of the album.
Well, the name of the album, She's a Story, actually came from one of the songs, Sister of Stone, that's on the album. And it's part of a lyric out of there. And that particular song, it's kind of a gospel-y tune that I wrote. Some of the songs are true and some of them, you know, aren't. This one is based in a truth about an aunt of mine who I never met, who died in childbirth. And this was out north of Hague. And and she died in 1940. And so I've kind of based on the stories that I knew about her, her younger sisters had to make her a tombstone out of, you know, things they found around the farm. And and so She's a Story comes out of that lyric. Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing. Again, I love kind of hearing the stories about how songs are written and why songs and certain titles become names of albums. That's super cool. Again, joined right now by Jackie Krasinski. You and I have chatted a few times over the years, and I don't know if I've ever asked you. I'm curious. I know you do teaching. You're a teacher. I'm curious how difficult it is to kind of balance your career with a music career and how challenging that can be.
Well, it's hard.
Yeah.
It's hard, but you know what? It's really like, it's great to have the opportunity to teach students music because it's the thing that I love the most. I love doing more than anything. And so it's great to have that opportunity to pass that on during the day. And then, you know, working on an album like this is really fulfilling to be able to, you know, write the songs and record the songs and get everything out there. And then it's just like now at this point, I just want people to listen, right?
Yeah,
so it's yeah,
sure.
it's always a bit of a balancing act for sure, but it's yeah, it's super fulfilling because you kind of music is kind of circular, right? You learn and then you have to give back. Like it doesn't matter if you're a teacher or not, but you should be always mentoring, you know, the next group that comes after.
Yeah, I love it. I love hearing about that. That's awesome. Jackie, before I let you go, I'm curious if you've had an opportunity to play, whether it be acoustic or any or anything like that, if you've been able to play some of the new songs to a live audience, and how's that process been for you, and what those kind of emotions are like when you do play a brand new song for the first time for a live audience. Have you had an opportunity to do that with the new album?
Yeah, we actually have. We were really lucky. Tom and I traveled to Ireland in January before the album came out. Yeah, we got to play a showcase there at a conference called Your Roots Are Showing. So we got to do a few of the new songs off the album there before it even came out. So we did that there as a duo. And so that was a new experience, and it was a really good experience. It was a little scary, but it was great.
Yeah, for sure.
And then we played last weekend, Friday and Saturday, in Saskatoon with full band, and that was lots of fun. And then we're playing tomorrow night in North Battleford for St. Patrick's Day. So we're going to play some of the stuff off the album there. And again, it's so much fun. It's just fun. I just love doing it.
That's awesome. I said that was going to be the final one, but I got one more because you mentioned Ireland, which I was not unaware that you guys were in in Ireland, and I'm curious how did you enjoy your visit, and what's kind of the music? I mean, around St. Patrick's Day, you hear a lot of Irish music, but what was kind of the music community like? And it sounds like a very musical place. How's the music scene there in Ireland?
Well, it was great. I mean, it was a folk conference. And there was musicians there from Europe and from England and a few from the U.S. And I think there was about 10 of us from Canada. And there was just a ton of great stuff, like just amazing, amazing musicians. And so we had an opportunity to listen to lots. And there was some informal music at night, which was lots of fun, just kind of, you know, Irish sessions. And Tom and I have played Irish music, like, with our family here for years. So that was kind of our connection, too. We both have some Irish roots in our family. It was just so much fun. Like, I can't wait to go back.
That's awesome. Love hearing about that. Jackie, I really appreciate you taking some time to chat today. Again, congratulations. And love the sound of the new album. And I'm sure we'll catch up again down the road. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Matt.